John Campbell, Secretary of Fun Harps Football Club. We're going to mark the 50th anniversary of Fun Harps once again this Friday night. We need to go on St Patrick's Athletic. It is a big game for Harps because it's the only home game in a 9-week period. We'll talk about the effects of that in a few moments. But it's a nice occasion for Harps. Tell us what's going to be part of the formalities come Friday at Fun Park to market.
Well, it's the match that's nearest to the date where we first played the 50th anniversary match. So we decided it would be nice to invite all former players, former managers, for example, along to the match and create a good atmosphere and celebrate the event. So all those people will be there. We also have invited all the younger players from teams, academy teams and that along. So I think it'll be a nice sort of mix of the past and the people who are responsible for where we are, the people who have, you know, played there first and got us there, and the next generations and how far we've come. Like we're saying at the press conference there, we have gone from a situation where we were just talking earlier where there was one team out 50 years ago. Now there's a senior team, there's four other League of Ireland teams, there's five other under-age teams. So that's a legacy from those people who were there, and it's great that they'll be there on Friday night to witness those younger players there and to be part of the historic night for Fun Harps.
Yeah, because back then in 69, the media and other sections of football fans had said that Fun Harps shouldn't be playing senior football, but turned out they were the guys that were the foundations for where we are at today. But Harps have progressed on, and listen, they had lean years and they had difficult years, but to have such a strong foundation now, particularly with younger players and underage teams, the future is bright for the club and to keep us in senior football.
Well, I think, you know, listening to Richie Kelly there, Richie was saying after the first defeat how people were saying, you know, they shouldn't be part of the weren't good enough to be part of a senior league. And, you know, many times over the years they heard the end is in sight for Fun Harps. Not alone, thankfully, has that not proved correct. The club has gone from strength to strength. The club is back in the Premiership. The club has four League of Ireland teams. We have a good academy. We're looking at many other things. So, you know, we have come through tough times, like you've correctly said there. The future is looking bright because those young guys who are playing at underage in the National League, they are the future of Fun Harps. Let's be clear about it. Those are the lads that in the years going forward must represent Fun Harps at senior level. It will not happen overnight. It's going to take a few years. But a lot of work has been done on it by a lot of people over the last couple of years. We're getting there. And, you know, I think it's a good way to honour the legacy of the guys who got us into the league and the people we had there, like Richie and Jim here today, the people who fought maybe a lot tougher battle at the very start to actually establish a right to stay there because, you know what the stage is talking in there, they had to justify themselves on an ongoing basis, and they did, and they left a great foundation for where we are now.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of factors in staying in senior football. Having the players and having a foundation to your talent in place is one. The other side of it is it's a business too, and you need funds to keep the club afloat. And having one home game in a 9-week period is not ideal. But if you're to overcome the difficult situation, I suppose it's crucial that you get the numbers through the gates on Friday night and a big crowd there, John.
Well, I think that's a very important point, in fairness, that the fact that we had only one match in 9 weeks, it's not an ideal situation by any manner of means. It's something which we have tried to work and planned through from we became aware of it. It's not something you can completely plan for. I think a close look has to be taken at why a situation like that develops, because it's not fair on people who are volunteers to trying to run a club, keeping a club there, having five teams in total in the League of Ireland to have a break like that. The only way, two ways initially we can counter it is by asking supporters to come out to the match on Friday night and obviously be good in there financially, they're helping us. Second thing, we have a golf classic the following week where people want to have a team or sponsor a team or a tea. They can do that. But it's far, to be honest, it's far from an ideal situation, and I think it's something you know, I think we were here last year and we were talking about a similar break. You know, this is the second year at least in a row that this has happened. And it's not just us, it's our neighbours in Sligo have commented on the same problem that they have. And it's something that has to be looked at and it's something that has to be corrected.
Yeah. Okay, John, thanks for talking to us and best of luck with your celebrations this weekend.
Thanks very much. Thank you.